He said he didn't like my curly hair. I told him he didn't deserve me or my Friday night blowout. Curls to the death of me. Hey, everybody, this is Maya Kabira, and welcome to the Honey John Collective Podcast. Thanks for stopping past. So that quick tidbit I just did was called Curls to the Death of Me. And it is based off of what I have experienced with the opposite sex. And when it comes to the natural hair movement and natural hair being blown out, really quickly, I've noticed that you get either two types of men that approach you when your hair is blown out or when your hair is curly, or you get treated differently when your hair is blown out from when your hair is curly. Does that make sense? Now, I know my curly girls and curly headed Jones can understand that. Or maybe you don't. Maybe you get the same type of guy. But for me, I don't. It's the craziest thing. You get, when my hair is curly, I tend to get, I guess, I don't know, I don't want to label it, but like the Rastafarians or the Soul Brother Number One, or just the Roots Collective, which is fine with me. I love it. Hey, when my hair is blown out, I get like, oh goodness, it's the truth. I'm being honest. I could be honest with you guys. I get like the basketball type guys. I don't even know what you could call them. A player? Pun on words. Player. I don't know. But I get those type of guys. I guess the guys with fast cars. I don't even know what you call them. Niggas? I don't know. I don't even know if I want to go there. But there is a difference. And if it was up to me, I honestly like being in my most natural state. Like, I love my natural hair. I love to embrace my natural hair because it's my own. You know, for the longest time, women like me, we were told to, you know, get a perm in our hair or make sure our hair is flat, long, and straight. You know, be light skin and cute or the light brown John. Like, please. Anybody got time for that bullshit? It's a new fucking age. And when you grew up like that, you know, it's kind of hard to stray away from that. Like, oh, I want my hair long and blown out. No, and granted, it's nothing wrong with getting your hair blown out, having a blowout, and, you know, getting it straightened. But once you embrace who you fully are, you enjoy your curly hair and the natural state that it's in. Now, that's not to take away from that it could get so annoying trying to maintain your curly hair and make sure it's in the healthiest state that it can be, because it could get tough. Like, you got to clip all the dead ends. Sometimes there's breakage. Sometimes the product might have too much protein in it, and sometimes it just doesn't. The product that used to work for your hair don't work for your hair anymore. It's a lot, but ultimately I choose to go towards my curly hair because it's who I am. You know, 10% of the population in the world has curly hair. How dope is that? How naturally exotic is that? Like, the hair that comes from your roots is curly. That's who you are. That's who you be. You know, and I think that's amazing. And I wish a lot. And I think women are embracing it. I'd like to say I wish a lot of women would embrace it. But I think the natural hair movement is working across the board. Like, a lot of women are like, F this, especially during the quarantine. Woo, child. You seeing a lot of people come out like, listen, this is who I am. If you don't like my curls, my coils, then that's your problem. You seeing a lot of that. But I've been natural since 2008. And my sister, I love my sister. Hey, sissy. She's been longer than that. So I embraced it after my grandfather passed. I was just like, I'm just going to go natural. And I didn't do the big chop. I just cut every time I would go to the hair salon. I would just cut inches off. Like, cut this off. I don't want it. Cut this off. So eventually my hair was 100% curly. I was too vain to chop it all off. I'm going to be honest. I did not want to walk around with a bald head. I do not know how that looked. I'm being honest. That's just me. You got a lot of people that cut it all off, which is kudos to them, but I know I couldn't do it. So I just inch by inch, I would just cut it off, and here I am. And back to the whole men standpoint, yeah, a lot of men, I don't know, they have a hang up, and it's just, how do I say this? Ooh, I don't want to be delicate, but I think I should be raw. A lot of men I'm gonna say a lot of black men have that ideal that they woman should have long hair, and it should just be, I guess, because long hair is associated with femininity, I guess. I don't know. And it's not all black men, you know what I'm saying? But some of them, they still have the mentality, you know, long hair, you know, is what they want. And that long hair doesn't include curly hair, which is, I guess, is fucked up, because you should get to know the person. And but men are visual, so you can't help that they were built that way, I guess. I don't know. But I have experienced, I guess, all sides of the game, where you have a guy looks at you completely different from when your hair is long from when it's curly. I particularly dated a guy where I was already natural, but I was still blowing out my hair a lot because I wasn't comfortable completely out with my curls. And this is way back when, this is over a decade ago. And he liked my hair blown out. And I remember one day, I ain't feel like doing that shit. Like, I literally was all natural. He's like, are you sick? Is everything okay? Are you having a breakdown? Did you wash your hair? Are you gonna go to the hair salon? That's when I knew this shit ain't gonna work out. This nut ass toxic relationship, this is not gonna work out, because I have seen you at your worst, but having my hair like that wasn't even at my worst. I just didn't want to blow it out. But I've healed from that. But that's just a story to add to that tagline of what I had in my book Evolution of a Blonde Girl, because he just was like so confused by it. Like, why is your hair like this? Like, why are you not going to get it blown out? Which is fine, because men like that, and I'm gonna be honest, I feel like they have a pig brain. You know what I mean? Because when you evolve, you see different sides of life, and that's the way it's supposed to be. It's your evolution. You're supposed to see different sides. But if you're so narrow-minded that you don't know that, you know, women have all different types of hair, then that's your motherfucking problem. You do not have the privilege to see me with blown out hair anymore. You gonna see all his luxurious curls, bitch. Yes, I called him a bitch, but I've healed. So, you know, the book Evolution of a Blonde Girl can be found on Amazon.com, or if you have Kindle, it could also be found on Kindle. Or if you want to look at my bookstore on Aliwaza's, that's Aliwaza.com. Check it out. Thanks for stepping into the Honey John Collective Podcast.